Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This is National Farm Safety and Health Week, and this is also a time of year when farm equipment is being moved, oftentimes out on the highways. Anderson County farmer Randy Chrisman has a unique perspective as chair of the Farm Bureau Safety Advisory Committee and a past career as a first responder.
I served over in Fayette County for 20 years at Lexington Fire Department, retired there as a major and a paramedic, and made many runs out in the rural part of Fayette County on accidents, different farm-related accidents, as well as vehicular accidents with implements on the road.
These days, there are more subdivisions close to farms and more farmers moving equipment to work multiple farm acreages.
Nowadays, farmers are having to move equipment for quite some distances so that they can maintain the level of income they need to grow corn and beans, especially. That seems to be the wider implements is the combines that are going down the road. And a lot of times, those combines will cover the entire width of the road.
Patience is the watchword on all sides, but if you're in a vehicle behind the equipment, the farmer will most often allow traffic to pass as soon as possible.
We recommend that a farmer, as soon as he can, when he has a line of traffic behind him, pull off on stable ground. He has to have really firm ground, a parking lot, to pull in where the other people can go by. And so it does take patience on both parts to do that.
We'll be right back.
We're the Evans and Butler Poultry Farm in Calhoun, Kentucky. A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky. It's a $900 million product that has allowed many of us to stay on the family farm. It's important for us to raise the poultry the way we would want to have it raised because we eat it ourselves. We are a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back today with Randy Chrisman, chair of the Farm Bureau Safety Committee, here on the danger of a farmer making a left turn, not onto another road, but through a narrow, unmarked farm gate into a field.
So sometimes you have to move to the right to make that wider turn, especially if you're pulling a wagon. You have to be very cautious, because just when you think that maybe they're getting to the edge of the road to let you by, they may be making that left-hand turn.
Chrisman says this can be a tricky situation, and farmers need to do their best to make their intentions known.
If he has flashing lights, sometimes it's best to turn those off, turn the left signal on so that he knows. Also, if you can see the cab of the device, to use an arm signal to let them know their intentions. And it's very important that you just be patient, take your time, move slow, and we'll all get through this harvesting time together.
So be patient and be safe out there. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.